Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Basically, would take, as I understand it, the Jefferson Parish right on the verge of a $100 million settlement to get some things cleaned up. The bill would mean make it where local parishes or individual parishes couldn't sue. It would have to be the state that sues. And a lot of work has been done on this already. I don't want to drag you into the legal or the political maneuverings here. But the only question I have, if you could answer, if you know, are these damages things that were done as a result of permitted activity or that were done without permits, and in essence, weren't really about producing oil, but about maybe, you know, like dumping my garbage down the neighbor's chute or something along those lines?
Yeah, sure. So Senate Bill 359 is really focused on these parish-level lawsuits that are suing the oil and gas companies for damages that have happened over really over the last century, for over a really long time period. And so one of the things, if you think about the oil and gas industry and the history of it, it really came to the Gulf Coast in 1901 with Spindletop. That was right on the Texas and Louisiana border. And within 9 months, Jennings Field was drilled in Louisiana. And you've had, hundreds of thousands of wells drilled ever since then. And really since the beginning, the state has been permitting wells that to be drilled. And in a lot of instances, the companies will come in, they'll go get the permit. I mean, and particularly in the coastal zone, they will tell them, look, this is specifically how we want you to drill this specific well based upon, the geology and what's going on there. And so the conflict that there's, of course, two sides to it is the oil and gas industry is saying, hey, look, the state permitted this activity. We have followed the rules that are there. In the instances where individual companies have not followed those rules, absolutely they should be held liable for that. But to the extent that that regulations have changed and the practices have changed, we shouldn't be penalized for doing what the old practices were, even though that we might know better. On the other hand, the trial attorneys and the different parishes that are suing are saying, hey, look, this damage has been done. We don't know how to clean it up. We have an orphan well program in the state, and this is a big liability. And a lot of times these companies would have sold the wells to smaller companies that have now gone bankrupt. And so they're saying, hey, look, we're going to try to go to the initial people who drilled these wells, even if that was very long time ago. And so it's a tough situation, Tommy. It's a difficult issue. One thing I do know is that part of what we do at the Center for Energy Studies is we talk to a lot of companies, in particular when we're doing our Gulf Coast Energy Outlook every year. We produce employment forecasts for the industry in the state. And one of the questions I consistently ask people is, what are the opportunities you see in Louisiana in the next few years? And also, what are the risks? And one of the things that companies tell me pretty much every time is that the legal climate makes it very difficult to bring in outside capital into Louisiana in order to produce. And these coastal erosion lawsuits are really at the forefront of that. And so if you're trying to get outside investors to come in order to pay for the capital needed to drill new wells, and you've got these lawsuits going on, it can make it really difficult for that to happen.
Let me take a break. We'll pick it up here because that goes to my next question, which concerns the Revenue Estimating Conference and their estimate on the price of oil for the new fiscal year at 30. And the oil people basically say, I believe, unless it's 37, that's the break-even point. Don't look for anything to resume. And as far as Louisiana and oil companies and employment, how does that all fit in to on the world stage with Saudi Arabia, Russia, et cetera, being able to just change this like flicking a light switch depending on, I guess, what mood they're in or what they're trying to accomplish? It's a multi-tiered problem and issue. Greg Upton, our guest, assistant research professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies, will pick it up here when we come back. 651, 9 before 7, traffic on WWL. 657, Tommy Tucker, WWL. A couple of minutes left with Greg Upton, assistant research professor at LSU Center for Energy Studies. And, Professor, we didn't have anywhere near enough time, and I hope that you'll come back. But looking ahead to oil and gas in Louisiana, the Revenue Estimating Conference basically set the price, or at least estimated the price is going to be about $32 a barrel, because they have to guess how much a state has coming in, right? And the oil industry says, well, a break-even point is 37. So if for whatever reason it does wind up being 32, next 2 years, a majority of the companies that are producing are going to be losing money. So they're going to stop. And I guess my question is this. In terms of if you look at the bills for coastal erosion, or at least the suits, the damage, SB 359 being a job killer is what I'm trying to get to. Leave that out of it. Let's just talk about the oil industry in Louisiana in terms of providing jobs. Is that basically being controlled by the Saudis, by the Russians, manipulating the oil market, where they're the ones ultimately that decide if companies are going to drill in Louisiana or not, or work in Louisiana?
Yeah, so it's I'd say it's a bit more nuanced than the OPEC meetings that happened. So there's really two events that happened back to back. And the first was the OPEC meetings where the Saudis and the Russians were not able to get a deal, and that led to a really sharp decline in the price. But you know, in my view, that price decline was going to be very short-lived and had to more do with adjustments than a long-term adjustment that would have happened. And so the impact in the U.S., yeah, it wouldn't have been good for the oil-producing regions like Louisiana. But then what happened right after that, of course, was the COVID crisis. And the COVID crisis is unique in that essentially all transportation just stopped overnight. You know, we saw about a 30% decline in oil demand, which is primarily transportation driven, because people stopped flying. You know, people stopped driving to work because people are at their houses and trying to stay healthy. And so what you see with that is when you have a demand shock, you see the price go down. And that's what we're seeing here today. And so in terms of how's Louisiana going to fare in that, I really try to think of three buckets of the industry that we can think about. And in particular, I'm talking about the upstream part of the industry. So that's the people that actually explore and extract hydrocarbons. This is different from
Professor,
like the refining and chemical. Yeah.
I hate to jump in, but when you come back, you can tell us about those three buckets. We'll try to have you on as quickly as possible. The clock rules. But I appreciate your time. Coming back, we'll talk to Dr. Fred Lopez, professor of medicine in the section of infectious diseases.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!